remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focus now on relaxing and letting go, letting the outside world just drift away. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, holding it, holding it, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and with each descending number, just let yourself go a little deeper into relaxation, a little deeper into within yourself, coming centered within yourself. 5, 4, 3, going deeper and deeper, just listen to my voice, feel yourself going deeper, 2, and 1. Deeply relaxed. Now put your attention in your etheric body. Become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord. And as you focus on each chakra in turn and that particular color associated with that chakra, know that as you raise the intensity of each of the colors, you are raising the vibrational frequency within that chakra, which then also raises the vibrational frequency within the corresponding glandular structure to that chakra, as well as raising the vibrational frequency within your entire physical body, astral and etheric body. So now focusing on the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Know that this chakra is the chakra that connects you to Gaia, grounds you to Gaia. So whenever you're feeling like you want to become grounded to Gaia, focus on this chakra, not your root chakra, but this Earth Star Chakra just below your feet. Feel the vibration now in that chakra as you move up to the Root Star Chakra, or the root chakra at the base of the spine. See that as a deep ruby red color. And raise the intensity of that red as high as you can. And feel a corresponding vibration in that root chakra. Moving up to the next orange, bright, brilliant orange. The solar plexus area, yellow, bright yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. Know this as the healing center within your body. And also, the midpoint between the 4 upper chakras and the 4 lower chakras, or the balancing point. And then to the high heart center, which has become reactivated in all of you. See that as a beautiful magenta color. The high heart center where love and light can come in and anchor within you so that you can then send that love and light out to others. Moving up to the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. In the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. And as you know now, as you merge all of the chakras together, bringing them all up into the soul star chakra, this becomes now your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And it helps if you visualize this as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And into that Merkaba light vehicle or light body, move your conscious knowing self into that as if you were moving into a small ship. And allow yourselves now to begin to float upward, leaving your physical body below you. Just simply visualize, imagine, image in your physical body falling below you as you rise upward. Rise up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, and up into the sky. But don't go too far. Just simply move up to a point 500 feet above the roof of wherever building you are in, or wherever you found your physical body. 500 feet. Don't go higher. Don't go lower. Go to 500 feet. Your higher God self knows where 500 feet is. But just simply find yourself there. And notice, depending on where you are, what type of day it is, or night if you are in a place where it is nighttime. And visualize that scene of a day or a nighttime scene. And if it is a daytime scene, see it as a nice, bright, sunny day. It's a nighttime scene. See it as the night would look, the stars overhead, the moon perhaps showing, lights down below you and the buildings below you, whatever it might be. Once you have that, change it now. If it's a daytime scene, change it to a nighttime scene. If it's a nighttime scene, change it to a daytime scene. And if you're changing it to a nighttime scene, make it deep into the night, darker into the night. Brighter stars, moon shining brightly, all the lights on below you, and all the buildings, the homes. If you're changing night to daytime, see it as a bright, bright daytime scene. Brilliant, bright. Notice that, feel as you do this, that you are gaining control over time. Changing daytime to nighttime, nighttime to daytime, you control time now. And now, wherever you were, whether it was nighttime or daytime, I want you now to have a bright, bright daytime scene. Brilliant. So bright that it's shining into your eyes and you need to turn away because of the sunlight is so bright. Brilliant, bright. Still staying at this 500 foot level. And now that you have control over time, notice there is a timeline here, a timeline that goes back into the past and a timeline that also moves into the future and, of course, the present moment. And look at this timeline as you are in your Merkaba light vehicle 500 feet above the roof of the building or above the surface of the earth. And notice this timeline, past, present, future, all being one. But notice that you can move along this timeline. And I want you to do so now into the future, not into the past, but just gently into the future. And notice as you do so how things begin to change in the days, the weeks, and perhaps the months ahead. Don't go any further. Don't go years. Just days, weeks, and months. And notice how things are changing in your culture, in your society. Perhaps in the beginning, just little changes here and there, but then gaining momentum. As you have heard many times, as the dominoes begin to fall. So now see those dominoes begin to fall. Look first at the present moment where you've just had the assassination attempt, or the staged assassination attempt, if you will. And go a little bit further and see the next thing that might happen, and the next, and the next. Let your imagination go wild here. But know that as your imagination goes wild, your higher God self is directing this, is the director of this movie for you. And see it as a movie playing out. Again, only days and weeks and months ahead. See it playing out below you, as if you were looking at the scenes of a movie. One scene after the next. Notice that you can see beyond or behind the scenes, or behind what everyone else can see. In other words, you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear where others might not. So you can see what's happening behind the scenes and see the overall purpose for it all, how everything is coming together exactly as it needs to, exactly as we have been telling you it would happen. Everything coming together. The light, of course, already having one here. And as you have said in your discussion earlier, the white hat operation is in control, has been in control for some time now, continues to operate with that control, but always with the larger purpose in mind. So even though small things happen here and there that are seemingly negative, know that it is part of the plan, and it must play out in this way. And all of those that are playing their parts are the actors doing what they need to do to bring this about. So see this all happening now. Again, days and weeks and months ahead, not years. And understand that what you are looking at, what you are visualizing, what you are imagining, is actually the process of truth coming forward. It's showing you what is about to happen, what will come next, and so on and so on. Of course, with generalities involved in this, that everything, of course, is as it seems. And some things that you are looking at and seeing play out may not happen exactly as you're seeing them now. But the overall general purpose and picture is what you are after here. So take a few moments and play out the movie. And play it out to the end of the movie. And you have heard many times, you'll love the way the movie ends. See it playing out to that ending. Notice it is not that far off into the future. Well, many things will come into play once the movie comes to an end. And once the movie comes to an end, a new beginning can start. Now, knowing what you have seen, what you have imagined, what you have brought into being, and yes, using that terminology is purposeful, because as you imagine these things, you are bringing them into being. You, as a part of the collective consciousness, the whole collective consciousness. And what you imagine, you can have a great part in bringing into the truth, bringing it into being. So let yourselves now begin to come back, be back in the present moment. You are moving on that timeline. Let's come back to the present, 500 feet above the surface of the earth. And then let yourself begin to float back down towards your physical body, and merge back with your physical form. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come to be with you at this time in these quite changing and momentous times that you are approaching now. It has already begun, but you are going to notice more and more shifts and changes happening. They are going to get quite frequent, more frequent, more demonstrative, if you will. One thing leading to the next, and to the next, and to the next, as the dominoes that you have heard of so many times begin to fall, as things begin to take shape more and more, as the truth is revealed to more and more, not only to those of you that already have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, but to so many more that will become awakened and are becoming awakened because of the various things that are happening now. The plan that is playing out, plan that you have prepared for so long, this part of the movie, if you will. You have been praying for these moments. You have been asking for these moments. You have been imagining these moments coming forward. And it is all coming to fruition now, coming to the end. But know that as you watch those things playing out, not all is as it seems. In fact, much of it is not as it seems. You speak of twists and things like this happening, and yes, indeed, you can expect various shifts and changes in the plan as you move forward. But know that the universal plan, God's source, universal plan, is in play here and cannot be changed. even though there will be those moments that will appear as those that are scrambling to bring about something new, some new change that has to happen. Know that it is all purposeful, including the assassination attempt that you just witnessed, all playing out for a reason, for purpose, much larger than you can imagine at this point. The overall universal plan. And all of you and all of those that are working in this plan are the actors. And there are those that are the directors and the producers. Think of it in that term. And of course, the fans, those that attend the movie and watch it play out. You are the fans. You are the actors. You are the directors. And yes, you are even the producers in this. And of course, the writers. All of you have a part to play in this. So play it out. Play it out to the very end. And always, when there is an ending, there is a new beginning. So you have been preparing for both the ending and the beginning for a long time. Many, many lifetimes you have been at work at this. And this being the final lifetime within this movie, within this plan. So again, play it out to the end. But always do not become attached to the outcome or to even what is happening within. Be the observer as well as acting out your part. Be aware of everything that is happening, but be always unattached to it as it is happening, as well as to the outcome. But know that the outcome is exactly as you have prepared for. At a deeper level within you, you all know what the outcome is going to be. You are already preparing for that. You, the star seeds, the ones that came prepared for this very lifetime that you are in, to see it to the end. Not to the end of your lifetime necessarily, but to the end of this part of the plan. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to play your part, whatever that might be. It might be that you share what you know to those who are in the cusp of awakening themselves. But do not become concerned with those who do not pay attention, to those who want to continue to stay asleep. That is not for you to control. Only for you are the ones that are ready to find their own awakening. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to One Who Serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. We know that at this time and place and in space at this point, that you are. Many of you, not you that we are speaking to directly here, but many of your fellow brothers and sisters are in a quandary about what is happening to their world, to their very lives, as things are changing rapidly everywhere, and many are not prepared for this, or they think it is, some think it is business as usual, but with little changes here and there, and they are not prepared for that. You, those of you, are prepared for this. So, pull up your shoelaces, or tie your shoelaces, or whatever that saying is, bootstraps. Pull up your bootstraps and be ready for the encore here. The encore that will come after the end of the movie, as you all take your bow in front of those of the audience that are watching this. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know you can't tell us the timing of things to happen, but is there a place I can get a list, or can you provide some sort of list of the next things that are supposed to happen in this movie?
What we can tell you that those of you that do your research can find these answers. They are everywhere on your internet, in what you call your podcasts, in your websites. All of these things are bringing these answers forward because they are other starseeds like yourselves. And they have been the ones that have been doing the research and watching the comms, as you call them, and putting the pieces together of the puzzle here. Those are the ones you want to look at and listen to here, because they are bringing the truths forward. So far, it is mostly for those of you that have the eyes to see and ears to hear, but many more are opening their eyes and opening their ears to what is potential here, what is possible. So do not be concerned about exactly what you need to find, but begin to research it more and more, and you will be amazed at how much truth is already coming through here. So, Shana, do you have anything you add here?
You do not.
Very good. We are ready then for question. Did you have more of this question?
I'm just wondering how to tell what that I find on the internet or research, how to know that it is actually truth or real.
Use your discernment, dear one. You have it within you, your intuition, if you will. It will guide you. Do not use your brain here. Follow your heart. Your heart is talking to you and will continue to do so. And the more that you listen to it, the more it will continue to provide the information and the knowings that you are looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question. Greetings and much love to all of you. I'm curious about the Amelius or Amelia consciousness above the planet. Is he, she angelic like Gaia? I hate to say he, she, because it feels like she. Does she follow us from planet to planet as system busters? Can you tell us more?
Amelius is a consciousness that began at the beginnings of time and has been what you might say hovering over planets, star systems, all of this. But it's part of the Christ consciousness, you might say, comes from this Amelius. Just a level of consciousness that descends over those that are ready to receive it. But do not think of it as a being, an angelic being, or anything of this nature, but a very high level of consciousness that is watching over everything and ready to assist wherever it is needed and wherever one becomes attuned to it, you see. But do not try to, at your three-dimensional level, to understand the full magnification or understanding of what Emilius is here. But from your creation reading, it gave quite a brief understanding of this. Very minute, we would say here, but yet still a beginning understanding. But just think of it as a very high level of consciousness. Perhaps Shoshana...
We will share. Yeah. We wish to share here, dear sister. May we share?
Always, yes, please.
Dear sister, it does not follow you. You become it. It becomes inherent within you as you expand your consciousness, as you expand your light. Your soul incorporates this consciousness. It is to say that there is nothing outside of you, you see. Those that wish to have the Christ consciousness follow them, it cannot. It can only become a part of you. So you become it, you see. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you.
Yes. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
People come here and to this planet for all their challenges, and one of them might be addictions or alcoholism. Would somebody ever come here to experience being alcohol, for example, going through a severe addiction, but just leaving it at that for other, you know, because of the lessons they and others can learn? Or does everybody always come here to try and get through that to a better state of being?
I would say that there is always a combination of those that are being helped by that one that comes in with this addiction problem, as well as the one themselves that comes in to overcome that addiction problem. Now, this comes from patterns, from past lives, where they carry on the pattern. So if one has had a pattern of addiction coming into this lifetime, then they will continue to have that pattern until they break it. They can break it when they realize that it is something they need to break, you see? And that is what they may have come into this lifetime to do, to break that pattern. Now, it is not only a pattern of addiction, but all of the patterns that you come in with. You come in to overcome them. That is what ascension is all about, is overcoming the body, overcoming the lower level of consciousness, and becoming the higher level of consciousness that you already are. You see? Shoshana, do you have...
Well, we will share here. We will try to give a clear answer here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, all beings that enter the third dimensional realm have come with patterns that they have made over lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And it is not to experience the pattern over again. They have already experienced it. They have accumulated this thing. The only real level of consciousness that is available that must be looked at, which must be pursued, is to, as one who serves has given, overcome it. But you see, not all those that have addiction problems, even though they have them, they're in many ways delusional, and they do not believe they have control. So it is a consciousness issue. So once a being realizes that they have control, then they can let go of the addiction, you see. But it has to be a discovery that they can control it, you see. Once that happens, it will be gone. But the addiction pattern is the ultimate attachment. It is the biggest attachment. We call it addiction because it is the strongest attachment. So it is never, a being never comes to the third dimensional realm to experience it. They come to overcome it. And they may not, you see. It may take another 100 lifetimes. We do not know. But we must stress that the being that knows he is God, knows he is in control, will no longer have the addiction. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there
Namaste,
be,
thank you.
Yes.
Be any further questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a
question. Oh, so thank you. Quickly to add on to that, so I would assume that the energies happening on the planet now would be of assist, should help more than usual, give tremendous assistance.
Dear sister, we will add here. May we add?
Please.
The energies that come into this planet that uplift humanity must be received, you see. The being must be open to receiving those energies. If the being is not open to receiving them, he will not.
Right.
Namaste.
Right. Thank you.
Very good. And the other question?
And my question is, hopefully I can state this correctly, is with the increasing energy, it almost seems like part of me wants to kind of like beeline it for ascension, meaning really pursue higher spiritual aspects, or you know, really focus on that. My concern about that is the widening gap between, let's just use myself and others, because there's already a pretty big gap, and I'm afraid that's probably not the right term, but you know, part of me is like, just go for it. Like, you're going home, so this is pretty natural, right? And going into higher consciousness, but shedding 3D, shedding all that stuff, right? Programming and all that. But I am concerned because I did come to volunteer to help the human race, and I'm worried if I hit the gas pedal, so to speak, that I would widen the gap. I'm already got a pretty big gap between myself and a lot of others as far as their understanding, and I want to make sure that I'm still doing my mission and helping to explain to others and help them figure out what's going on during this great transition. So I guess my question is, you know, will that gap, are they awakening enough at a rate where that gap will just kind of stay the way it is, or you know, is there a problem with widening that gap so much that, you know, I wouldn't even be able to relate to other people?
You wish to share.
I know you do.
We wish to share, but we wish not to overstep. So
that's
may
fine.
We share first?
Absolutely.
We are asking permission
yes,
of one.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dear brother, holy cow, do you have this backwards? This
okay.
is what we tell you. Have this completely backwards. An ascended one has no gap. There is no gap, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The one that pursues ascension incorporates all consciousness into their reality, into their understanding, so that no being can come to them without that one knowing what that being needs, you see. An ascended
yes.
one. This just makes sense.
Yes, it actually does.
Yes. So the gap that you are speaking of is of your own making. It is momentary,
okay.
you see.
Gotcha.
So pursue ascension. And do you think for one moment that the beings that have ascended do not wish to lend their energy and their guidance and their understanding and their love to all of us?
Yes, that's true.
Yes, no gap.
No gap. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Are there any other further questions? We do need to release channel here. Anything further? Very good. Then Shoshana, would you have a parting message here?
We will say, and we wish to apologize for being so direct, but we will say that those that are pursuing the ascended process, the ascension process, will feel isolated in many ways. But that is not the isolation. The isolation is from being attached to the third dimensional reality. That is where the isolation comes from, is letting go, you see. So once the being lets go of the third dimensional illusion, then all is resolved, you see. It is the attachment that creates the isolation, the fear that one would leave others behind. There is never, ever anyone left behind, you see, because you are all one. It is all one, you see. So we hope that makes some sense to all of you, and to pursue heartily the divine providence of ascension. Namaste.
Very good. And we would say, do not allow time frames to dissuade you or dissuade you from finding the joy in the moment, moment by moment, as you continue through to the end of this movie. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.
Cheers.